Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just torturing me with the T-Wolves stuff, aren't you?
Hey, Breen said it. Who am I to argue with Mike Breen?
My guy,
Bang!
Mike Breen. Yeah. Yeah, it still bugs me.
I know it does.
I've been at the Fan since 09, and K-Fan still bugs me, too. I'm a weird person.
What's more annoying to people? Your annoyance with hearing T-Wolves or hockey people hearing all the national people refer to us as Mini?
Oh, no, I think it's me. Well, I mean, total reach, it's obviously the national folks. I think it's become a bit of a bit now. Like Russo picks up on another, somebody says Mini.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, how many people who live here say, back in Mini?
Zero.
No one.
Yes.
Nobody.
So we find it annoying.
Yeah. I more find that humorous that it annoys people so much. But there's nobody I know who's from here who, like, travels for work or vacation or whatever and says, back in Mini.
No. But people here that live here that have enjoyed T-Wolves basketball for a long time. Some do refer to the team as the T-Wolves.
Marv Albert's the greatest NBA announcer of all time.
Yes.
2A and 2B are both broadcasting right now, in whatever order you want to say, Mike Breen and Kevin Harlan.
Mm-hmm.
And I have immense respect. I was texting with Mr. Breen the other day. Kevin never says T-Wolves because he gets it. And I hadn't talked to Mike in a long time. I didn't think my opening entree should be, hey, knock off the T-Wolves. Our comeback was always, it's never T-Blazers.
It's true.
Why shouldn't they be the T-Blazers if Timberwolves, Trailblazers, I mean, yeah. Different words.
T-Wolves maybe just rolls off the tongue a little better.
Does not. I've been gone. I should let it go. I will not let it go. Get out of here with T-Wolves. But they're back in action Wednesday. Wild in action tonight. We talked a lot about those two teams yesterday. They'll probably come up at some point today. But the first segment is, you're sick of it.
I am.
You've had enough. Now, it's about the weather. Let's acknowledge that Marjorie Taylor Greene is right. That the liberals run big weather.
They control the weather. They.
Yeah. Because what happened with the storm yesterday? Some pounding to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Some pounding to the north. But where all the liberals live in the metro area, it opened wide up. So somehow Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and who else would it be? What other crazy George Clooney,
sure,
all control the weather, and they attacked greater Minnesota,
mm-hmm. Trump country
with storms, high winds, maybe tornadoes, we're still trying to confirm, and left you, liberal Dave Harrigan, all alone. But you're still bugged. Why are you bugged about the weather? You should be happy. It saved us from trauma.
Sure. I have no problem with the weather and the fact that it missed us. My problem is that we have absolutely turned into a weather panic state.
You think this is recent?
Yes.
I think it's worse now than it has been because
last 5, 8, 10 years.
Okay. Let's admit if we're going to 651-461-9226 again. 651-461-9226. Do you think the weather panic is worse now than it was? Let's go 10 years ago. And who is in your sights for blame? Because you know who could be in your sights for blame? This radio station.
Sure.
We go to DEF CON. Now, I don't know, did we yesterday? Because I got to be honest, I heard a little bit of Jason when I got home. I didn't turn it back on. Were we cutting in the Twins game much? Do we know?
I don't know. I was unable to listen to the ball game last night.
All your radios were incapacitated?
No, I'm saying I was doing other things.
Oh, okay.
I was doing other things.
A little disappointed. I thought you listened 24/7.
Well, I would have liked to, but, you know, everything got canceled, so the family was home. The kids were home playing games.
Lindsay tells us.
All the things.
Nope, we weren't cutting in.
All right.
We were not. So we weren't stirring it up yesterday.
No, we weren't. I mean, we were during the day. Show had Chris Schaefer on.
No, we were doing. We were protecting the liberals. And once we knew the liberals were fine, we said, Greater Minnesota, good luck to you.
WDFL, we carry the name proudly.
Exactly. Okay, so you think it's worse than it was 10 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this storm was just different with all the warnings like we talked about yesterday.
Yes, and I think, you know, after we wrapped up yesterday, we were talking with Jason during the changeover, and he was making the point that he believes the weather panic this time around with the storm yesterday was much more induced by the average citizens, the people on social media, the people just spreading out the forecast than it was the media. He wasn't putting big meteorology on blast. He was saying it's powerful.
And then he was kissing up to him later.
Oh, of course. That's what he does.
I mean, he took 19 positions in 2 hours.
And by the way, he still had big meteorology on the show, Chris Schaefer, live to talk about the storm.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I mean.
So do we.
Once again, he can straddle a position like nobody else.
Oh, nobody. I mean, he should at 50 join the balance beam. I mean, because he can do it from position to position. Okay, so you think it's worse.
I do, and I get it in the winter. We've always had snow days.
Tornadoes?
Sure, that happens.
Severe thunderstorms? You don't get that?
I think we've overdone it for cold days in the last several years. And this is the first time I ever remember cities absolutely shutting everything down because of a potential of a severe storm. That was going to, you know, we knew, as Schaefer had told us, even if it had hit the metro area, it was going to be done by 7 o'clock. It wasn't going to be like a five-hour event. It was going to whoosh.
He said 4 to 6.
Yeah, she's through. Once it's, you know, 6 or 7, it's going to be into Wisconsin. We're going to be done. Districts close things. Cities close things.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's dance class shut down for the day.
Because yeah,
99% chance we're all going to die if we step outside.
I think this is different. This storm is different. You're right on the power of social media. But I think if we went back to 2015, a few meteorologists are different. I still think we were stirring it just as much. Now, the question is, are we closing down sooner? I think your point on closing down for cold temperature is it's kind of like Trump and tariffs. It changes day to day. What is the plan? How do we decide? Okay, now wait a sec. It was our wind chill was 15 below last week, and we shut her all down, and now it's 19 below today. But because we shut down last week, we're not going to shut down again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want one state? Do you want Czar Walz or Czar whoever's going to be the next governor? It's probably going to be him. Oh, goody. Do you want the governor to be the czar to set all the policies? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, it worked back in the day when Arne Carlson was closing schools. When I was a young lad, we'd get that day once or twice. You know, every few years, Arne would step in and say, no, we're done. We'll shut them all down. But now it's...
That's because Arnie... What governor doesn't like control? Let's be honest.
Of course. That's why you do it.
Yeah.
It's an ego thing.
It's hard to be governor of any state if you don't have a healthy ego.
Yeah. But now what do we get? A weather, a cold day, 2-3 times a year?
Yeah. And is that bad? If kids miss school 2 days because of cold weather, you know what I say? Who cares? You basically think we're all soft. Because it's easy to play catnip with the audience here and say, yeah, we all would have went to school and blame the meteorologist. Are you just offering the catnip right now? Are you thinking, hey, I don't think Chad has a good couple segments. I'm going to carry his butt by providing a little bit of the catnip to the audience. We close things down so too early. We're soft. We're right, don't you think? 651-461-9226.
I think the softness because of the cold is a problem. I get it sometimes. Fine. If it's going to be 20 below, that's fine. Close it. But I think yesterday was the straw that broke my back.
That's it.
I think shutting things down, shutting entire cities and districts and all the activities down for the potential of a storm, even if the storm had come through the metro area and we got pounded with rain and thunder and lightning and high winds, I'm sorry. Really? We need to just cancel everything because a storm is coming?
I'm going to sum it up. Dave only cares about himself. He's fine. And he doesn't care about those folks who were affected by the storm. I think I've summed it up. That's pretty much where you're at.
That's exactly it. That's 100% right.
Dave is saying we're going over the top by shutting everything down. We've moved to a different level the last 5-10 years. I'm not convinced. In fact, I'm saying no. I don't think we have.
You're part of the problem.
I don't think we have.
This is normal behavior.
Well, I'm not.
Got a sprinkling of rain. Let's shut down the metro.
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying we've been at this level for a while. This storm was different, though. If this is
it
what.
It didn't happen in the metro? Is that what's different about it?
That's true. We shut everything down and nothing, absolutely nothing happened. Is it different? Are we panicking way more than we used to? And who are you blaming? Dave Harrigan has had enough. He's decided. He's going to set the policy now. Not the cities, not the schools, not the governor. It's Weather Czar Harrigan. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What do we got, Dave?
We've got a bump theme. Tip of the cap to Angie Craig for putting her hat in the ring.
Yep.
We've got a theme today about Jeeps. Because, man, she loves her Jeep.
She does.
It's at least 4 ads that I found today, including the one that was released early this morning, where she's driving around in the black Jeep.
It's very good. What else do politicians use? What props do they use to seem relatable? To seem they're just like everybody else? Mm-hmm. A Jeep. I was just talking to Michelle about it. I used to own a bunch, not a bunch, one at a time. But when I was growing up, Jeep, I think a Jeep is an excellent vehicle to have.
Okay.
I'm a Jeep fan. The boys each have Jeeps right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were such a Jeep guy.
Yeah, Jeep fan.
You and Angie have something in common.
Yes, yes. What else do politicians do and they make note of it? To be relatable.
Well, I think we have Coach. I mean, through the last election, he was doing the videos of like, here's how to change the oil and in the old truck that I own.
So Blatantly phony.
Come on.
That one was so nauseated. Coach. Coach this. Coach. Has anybody since he's come back to Minnesota called him coach? Has one person?
I have.
Yeah, you just did right here. When he does the town halls elsewhere, do they introduce him as Coach Walls? I bet they do.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure the lieutenant governor calls him coach all the time.
Oh, yeah. They're tight. Hey, Twins are rolling right now. We're back.
Six of the last seven. All they do is win.
Just lacerated the Guardians last night. Twins take a Tuesday. Next Tuesday, they take in Brooks Robinson, Jim Palmer, Boog Powell, and the Orioles. And at some point, you're going to hear the Twin sounder. We're not going to have the strikeout today.
We can't.
Win 6-7. Absolutely not. Maybe a home run or something.
And knocking the ball all over the yard.
Chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. By the way, pretty good deal. The May Twins Pass, you pay $69, and you get access to the ballpark for the entire month of May. That's pretty good. $69. Now they got to play better than the abysmal baseball they were playing early. But if you want to get in, that's a good deal. Here we go on the weather, and Dave's had enough. He's sick of it. He's basically going to stand out there when it's 25 below. He's going to stand out there when a tornado is ripping through his house. He's done with it. I agree with Dave. Extreme weather panic is over the top. Last evening, all the local TV stations nixed the national news for nonstop weather panic. I was watching, and I was clicking. And they all were. I mean, they had multiple people with their Dopplers and their storm team. They were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're combining both topics now. People love Trump because he dresses like himself no matter what he is, who he's talking to. Other politicians can learn from that. He is pretty authentic. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of diversity in the clothes, right? And by the way, the pants could fit a lot better. What is going on at the bottom of the pants for a guy who's a billionaire whose suits just don't fit?
No.
They fit extraordinarily poorly for a man who's wearing, I'm sure, very, very expensive suits.
You'd think a little tailoring wouldn't be very difficult when you're the president of the United States.
A lot of speculation what's going on with the feet, the wanting to be taller, what might be going on. And then if he golfs, it's the same thing. It's the white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the dark pants and the red 45, 47, Trump 28, whatever it might be.
Trump was right about everything.
Yeah, he doesn't really mix it up a lot, does he?
No,
he's got his wheelhouse.
He's got a lane. He's staying in it. I appreciate that.
Walls wearing his flannel shirt and trying to seem like a regular guy. I wish we could see images of elected officials at their desk or in a committee meeting doing their job. Yes. President Clinton and McDonald's. Well, I think with Clinton and Trump, they just like McDonald's.
Yes, I think that's a very real thing.
Right.
Like Joe Biden with ice cream. He just really likes ice cream.
He does. And he's not afraid of a cone like you. They sit down and have coffee. Yes, they do. Flannel shirts. Let's be honest. The flannel shirt is way up there.
The Walls Harris camo hat, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Guys, Pete from Roosevelt. School districts are afraid of liability. If one school gets frostbite because a bus was late, one kid's injured a school bus because of storm damage, look out for lawsuits. How much of that is the litigious society permeating us, and that's what's causing even cities now to step in?
Yeah, it might be part of it, but I think that's far more than just that.
I think the people have become such, you know what, that radio and TV stations have to err on the side of caution. If they get too much info, they complain. Not enough, they complain. Nobody's ever happy, and they let everybody know about it. Sounds like us on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I was out shopping, reading your text here. Went out to eat last night at 6 p.m., and it was like it was during the lockdown during COVID. There was absolutely nobody on the roads. Restaurants and stores were like a ghost town. Chad, can we just get the California psychics involved and end this whole debate quickly?
Yes, that's very good. Let's see.
Weather coverage is the worst ever. Can't stand the stations. They have to lead with the weather news. On top of that, Channel 11 did not show Jeopardy. Channel 5 has the worst weather people. This person's very upset.
Wow.
Having rectangle pizza and a few other establishments closed down at 3 o'clock because of the weather, and then having multiple people cancel their reservation at the restaurant I work at because of the impending chaos that never materialized. It's out of control and cost businesses big money. It does cost businesses a lot of money.
There was plenty of restaurants that shut her down at 3, 4 o'clock yesterday.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we pause on time?
Ooh, something new?
And get to Susie.
It's not a bad idea at all.
People are wondering what happened to Adam.
I don't care.
He was in California, and he just blew up.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. He's gone. I mean, we'll miss him. But, yeah, he was at the Fish concert, and he just exploded into bits, and they tried to put him back together again. Couldn't do it.
No. All the king's horses, all the king's men.
Yeah. No, every time he sends me a text, he's in one of the Waymos with no vehicle, and he's just so happy about it.
No driver?
No driver.
Vehicle would be good, too.
Yeah, no driver. No vehicle would be very impressive. I was still recovering from him exploding. Yeah, and then he's sending me pictures from the Hollywood Bowl and Dodger Stadium.
There's Shohei.
I mean, what a name dropper. And by the way, he's here now. He might be listening to this now. He came back yesterday, but he needed the day to recover. What do you think about a person who comes back from a vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Is he just detoxifying from all the ganj at the Fish concert?
I think that's a lot
of
it.
Is that really what's
Absolutely
going on right now?
A lot of it.
Where do you stay? I think if you come back, if it's a relatively short trip, you go back to work.
I think in his case, especially as it being a solo trip, I mean, what do you have to do?
He was 2 days he was with the Lobster in Scottsdale.
Yes, but I mean, the last few days by himself.
By himself.
Okay, he's got to come home and unpack one suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's got a family of eight where he got all the laundry to do and the whole thing.
No, it was himself.
Yeah. That's not hard. Come back to work.
And he stayed at a very fancy place, too.
Of course he did.
Yeah, of course. That's how he rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he was just little Adam Carter from South St. Paul?
Mr. South St. Paul. Now he's Mr. Rosemount.
Now he's hanging in Southern California by himself.
Probably clanging and banging on Muscle Beach.
Yeah, probably not. I'm not sure he ever clangs and bangs. That's just an excuse for me to stop calling him. I think that's what it is. Now that we're not on time, let's pause.
Susie Jones knows many things.
She's
got an answer for everything. Call or text, you want to get in line. Test
her
knowledge, it won't cost a dime. Up now on the Chad Hartman Show. This is Ask
Susie Jones.
Anything, let's go.
Oh, it's like working with Scorsese.
You know what?
I mean,
the editor extraordinaire.
Yeah, very well done. Let's go. We need some text here. Very nice, Dave. 651-461-9226. You just had minor level negotiations. You were taking the temperature of the two brain wizards.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
Pretty well. I just sat down and I said, you know, I'm 62 years old. I wanted to find out when my contract's due because you know me. I like to try to get things.
Yeah.
Mostly for free.
Yeah.
Always.
You're good at it.
I am. I have a skill. So I just want to know when my contract's up.
Yeah.
Because I have an opportunity, as you remember from Overrated, that I'm going to Ireland in the fall.
Yeah.
And
like that's your only vacation coming up.
Well, I'm worried.
You're going to Park Rapids also.
Yes. But I'm worried I'm going to run out of vacation.
Okay.
I am. I truly am this year.
I mean,
Of all the years.
I think Lindsay's given up.
Like I do too.
He needs an abacus to keep track of you, you know?
Anyway, turns out I have a contract that's due August 20th.
Yeah.
So this, think about the timing now, you guys. I'm going to go in August 20th, and the thing I'm tipping my hand to the guy.
Yeah, this isn't really good. Right. They're taking notes.
That's right. Point is, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to say, I know you'll never give me money because the station's broke, but I'm going to say, I need, right out of the gates, ignore all my other vacation. I want
more.
I want 7 more days built in right there. You see, so I don't care about how I had it last year, but this year, off the books.
You want more.
Yes. I want to ensure that I go to Ireland in the fall and don't blow all my vacation.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, I walk.
How often... How often has Lindsay turned you down for a
very,
vacation?
Very, very rarely.
I mean, consider you asked for 100 a year.
Yeah.
He probably says no once every other year.
Yeah. I have gotten better, though. One thing.
At what?
I don't actually buy the ticket before I ask for the vacation anymore.
Was that one of your previous
yes,
moves?
That was horrible.
I've already bought my ticket.
I know. And he's like,
it's very good.
Killing me. Okay, I love this because I'm a spoiled brat and I'm needy.
Yeah.
And I love
opinionated.
Opinionated. Yeah. I love it when people ask me questions.
Okay, let's go.
All I do is ask other people questions.
Yes, you do.
So, professionally.
Let's go.
I'm on the couch.
651-461-9226. Steve has called in. Steve, you're on with Susie Jones.
Hi, Susie. Have you almost ever drowned looking up at the rain?
No, I have not. I'm smarter than that.
Oh, okay. Good. Have a good day.
Thank you. Now, is that something I'm missing?
It was just a witty question.
It was whimsical.
Mm-hmm.
Whimsical.
Susie, do you prefer working with Chad or Adam more?
Chad.
Thank you. Mm. Susie, good bod, average intelligence, or brilliant and mediocre bod? Again, here's your opportunity.
Yep.
This is a date. Susie, good bod, average intelligence, or brilliant, mediocre bod? This is from a texter.
Brilliant, mediocre bod.
You've given up on the body?
Yep. I would rather be entertained.
Susie is suggesting cornhole on a first date a little too forward.
You mean the game where you toss the beanbag?
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, I think that'd be fun if it's nice out.
Yeah. Susie, if you could punch Adam anywhere, where would you punch him?
In the gonads.
Thank you. Excellent text coming in. Susie, who is your favorite radio producer?
Oh, that's tricky.
Yeah. Looks right at Dave and says, that tricky?
Just
but
turn
I had
your
no
head
problem
away.
Saying me
nope,
right away.
That's not happening.
Yeah. Well, there's some tension between the two of you occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah,
he gets his feelings hurt because I kind of dismiss him.
You dismiss him, and also he provides you frequently with the sponsor, and you'll say, what's the sponsor? What's the sponsor?
And that bothers
and
him.
And Dave's like right there in front of him.
Can I tell you a secret?
Are you bored? I mean, you're on your phone right now.
I don't know. I'm just looking around. Yeah. I'm bored. I'm not bored. I'm the star of the show.
Yeah, well, we
still have distracted.
Distracted? Yeah. She's forgotten.
Not wanting to be here.
Do you think
here?
She remembers the question at this point?
No, not at
no.
all.
You are my favorite producer.
Okay.
I'm telling you. And let me say something.
I don't believe you.
Who's your
on.
Least favorite?
No, I have. Question.
No, butter me up first.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You're funny. I like your effort on the funny little songs you do.
funny little songs.
Those little ditties.
What Joe Pesci's here. What do you mean, funny little songs?
Funny like a clown. Yeah. Ha ha, funny, funny. I have been known to be extremely rude to producers.
Oh, yeah.
Short with producers. Irritated with producers. Angry at producers. I believe that a producer should be...
A pincushion, apparently.
No, but I have had bad producers.
Who? We're testing.
Do I dare? The person doesn't work here anymore. They listen. I'm just going to say it was Dan Geiger. And Dan, you don't even probably know who that is.
I just saw Dan. I work with Dan initially.
I like a producer who takes initiative, and I never felt that there was the interest in what we were doing. You know, a lot of it was like, let's put a comedian on. Let's put a funny person on. And I get it. We all have
Dan had a very different approach than the typical producer.
I am more of a news person. If something is burning down or there's a tornado or a earthquake or the Supreme Court's doing something, mm-hmm. I want to talk about the meat.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about 1960s and the Rolling Stones' best album is going to be reenacted on the
stage.
Dan
was trying to get Weird Al on the show before we went separate ways. I would have interviewed Weird Al.
Sure. And I don't want to crack on him. I'm just saying that oftentimes a producer will be so entrenched in their own deal their own interests, and there has to be a marrying of them.
In your, which year did you start here again?
96.
96.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming up on a big, 30. Big anniversary for you. In your almost 30 years here, who were you toughest on?
Oh, I think I was tough on some of the reporters that came and went probably 10 years ago. I'm not going to name names, partially, Chad, because I don't remember their names.
Oh.
But there was a reporter in particular that did not know where the Metrodome was at the time.
Kind of tough to miss that.
And did not know where City Hall was. And did not know.
That's
and
two blocks from here.
I said, get up. I said, get in a news car and drive around this city.
Yeah.
And find and look
figure it out a little bit.
Every single place. You should have at least a basic fundamental knowledge of locations, landmarks, history. I think if you don't know who the Mondales are, I really do. That younger people don't seem to care about history or knowledge of the past.
And how much does knowledge of history of the past matter if you're a reporter here at CCA?
Huge.
Yep.
This is the station. We were just talking about that. New salespeople upstairs. Young, 23, 24, 25, they have no idea the significance and the history of this place.
I think we got might have stumbled upon something, Dave. Susie provides the introductory. Everybody's employed sits down with Susie for an hour.
They get a little history lesson.
And then she gets like five extra vacation days for adding this to responsibility. All right, let's get more text. Susie's in for Adam. Adam's back tomorrow. 651-461.
Come on.
9226. We're here with Susie. Carter back tomorrow. Among the slew of techs coming in.
Okay. Yay.
50 degrees with wind. That's pretty much what it is now. I canceled my golf game. Am I a wimp? That's what the texter wants to know.
No. You're not. You're a good person.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I wouldn't golf in 55-degree weather.
Our tolerance for colder weather is much higher in the fall when it's leaving us.
100%.
Compared to, hey.
Going in.
It's the end of April. We got months to go. Chad, can you please ask Susie where her favorite place is to travel and why? Favorite place to travel and why?
You know, I love Florida. I like going to Marco Island. I always, you know, it's a favorite. It's, you know, in terms of the world, whatever, I'm not going to say Mozambique. But I go every year with Lisa and Donna, my best friend and her mom, and it's just so relaxing and beautiful. That's what I like.
Most embarrassing, funny thing that happened going back to your show with Eleanor.
Oh, my God. The list never ends. That was so fun. We interviewed a woman who wrote a book about she hung out with the Rat Pack, Frank and Dean. And
There we go.
And she asked, Eleanor asked something that people might not know about Frank.
Yeah. Good question.
Right?
Yeah.
And she answered, and we had to dump it.
Can you come close to saying what she said?
It was about
sex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the different forms of sex there are, and the different positions, the different entrances, and it was off the air.
Wow!
In a minute, it surprised both of us.
I think you summarized it very well. Mike has called in. All right, Mike, try to follow that one.
Yeah, right. Hi.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Well, that's a tough one, but.
I believe the word entrance was used, Mike, in case you missed it.
Well, I tried to make it benign. It was benign. It was descriptive.
Sure. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead, Mike.
I've been described as having a benign entrance.
Yeah.
But,
I think we've gone off the rails.
Yeah.
Susie, okay. What is your favorite euphemism?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Euphemism. First of all, out of the gates, what's a euphemism?
Dave, you want to go ahead and break it down for
a second? A phrase you would say that's, I think, understood to be implying something else.
That's it.
Give me an example.
Brian, go ahead. You're on with Susie Jones. If she needs it broken down for her, I don't think we're going there.
If you have a news story about the Secretary of State, do you have to say Simon Says?
Yes, I do, and I find it peculiar and odd, and sometimes I just change it to He Says. Thank you for the call.
Right. Yeah, excellent. Yep. Thank you, Brian. What was the most challenging story you've ever done?
I'll tell you it right now, and it's going to be sad. It's going to take us a little bit of a turn.
Okay.
A four-year-old died in a mobile home fire in Forest Lake 20 years ago, about. And I went to the scene as a reporter, and I ran into the grandmother who was babysitting the kids because the mom was an overnight nurse. And the four-year-old, she had her hand in her, she let go of her, she pulled away to go and get a stuffed animal and never made it back out.
Oh, gosh.
And I cried. Sometimes you can't help it. That's
no,
so awful.
That's so sad.
So, I mean, I have covered a lot of really tragic stories. But I think when you get that personal pull on your heart, it's like, oh, gosh.
I mean,
those are hard ones. Yeah, but good question. Thank you.
That's as sad as it gets.
Yeah.
Jordana talked about this a couple weeks ago. And then Dave had a similar story today about grapes. Okay. First of all, where do you stand on grapes?
I like grapes.
Okay. Do you try the grapes out while
yes,
you're at the grocery
100%.
Store? And are there any other foods you will try out at said grocery store before making a decision to purchase them?
Sure. And then I either do or don't decide to add it on my bill. Like, I'll have a banana. Heck yeah, if I'm hungry.
Okay, so you'll go, what's your go-to grocery store?
Cub Food right by my
Cub
house.
Cub Food, yeah, Cub, very popular.
Yeah.
You will be shopping. Are,
yep,
you, are you a big cart, mini cart?
Mini cart.
Mini cart.
Because it's just me.
Yeah. And you're there, and you are capable of just grabbing an individual banana.
Yep.
And eating it without paying it.
Correct.
You know that's...
stealing.
That's stealing, I think is the word I'm looking for.
Shoplifting. Yeah. It's a crime.
Yeah.
But I feel justified because it's just a banana.
Dave hates bananas, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, God, don't say that.
He's a fool.
I could eat bananas all day long.
Apparently you do for
free. At the grocery store, yeah. You'd never pay for them.
So I believe the message...
I am a thief, and that is something I'm working on.
The message is from Susie Jones.
I'm working on it.
Pay if you feel like paying.
That's right.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Love you,
it
too.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
Linda's Time Check. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time to call now for free installation labor on clog-free Leaf Guard brand gutters.